DOD is under its own marching orders. It's got to be able to pass a full financial audit by 2017, at least under current law. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has told the department he wants to be ready for a partial audit by 2014. The Senate this week is debating whether to take Panetta's more aggressive goal and make it into the law of the land. Joanne Boutel is a former deputy chief financial officer at DOD. She's now a partner at Deloitte, one of the firms that's helping the Pentagon in its audit readiness effort. She says even though DOD is making progress, the 2014 goal is probably not realistic.
I think that it's a real challenge. They're making progress, but there's so much to be done, and I don't believe they have the detailed plan nor the expertise to help them through what is going to be required in an audit for them to be able to achieve this across the department.
We should probably back up a little bit and remind folks what the SBR audit is. I mean, it's just one part of a successful financial statement audit, but you really can't put the rest of the building blocks together without that, right?
So it's a statement of budgetary resources. How much funding did they get? What did they spend? And how much do they have left? Versus what did they buy? If you think about your own checkbook, you know what you deposit. You know you've written checks, and you know what the balance is, and you reconcile that with the bank. What you don't know is how much you spent on groceries, how much you spent for the gas bill, how much you spent going to Starbucks, how much you spent for clothes. So the statement of budgetary resources will guide you more through the first part of that example. How much did you get? How much did you spend? How much do you have left? But doesn't really give the information you need to make decisions on where to cut spending or how to better use your resources.
Let's talk about those planning issues. There's been a lot of planning toward auditing, a big part of which you were part of, I'm sure, when you were in DOD. What's missing from the current plans?
I always say it's the difference between having seasoned auditors helping as opposed to really good accountants. And the department has very good accountants, I believe. They do not have the expertise in auditing financial statements. And so they have acquired some of that help, and our firm is helping as well as other firms. But this is a huge effort, and to be able to look at the business processes and then determine what is deficient and what are the steps that they need to go through to become auditable, you know, you don't have to be perfect to be able to get an audit opinion. And I think sometimes the folks in DOD, and I'll even go back to my time, there's often this expectation of having to fix every transaction before you can get through an audit, and that's not needed. There is a need for documentation and having systems in place to be able to retrieve the documents for the auditors, and there's just a lot that the auditors expect, and I'm not sure that the folks in DOD have a full appreciation for that yet.
Bob Hale, the current CFO, says, you know, one of the reasons they're bringing in your firm and other firms to help out on this is they honestly don't know how to go about passing an audit because they've never done it before. I mean, do you feel like the financial management workforce within DOD is learning from this outside expertise that's now coming in?
So I think they are learning. I just think there aren't enough seasoned auditors in across DOD working closely at the different levels in DOD that are going to have to look at the processes and fix them at the level they need to be fixed to be auditable. And that sounds a little self-serving, and I don't mean it to be. It is truly what I believe that they need. They need more seasoned auditors sitting next to the people out there in the business areas. You know, we hear a lot of discussion on, well, do they need more CPAs? And my opinion is that they need people across the business processes trained to understand the financial impact of the transactions that they're generating and why that's important to the overall integrity of the financial data. So that if I am a supply clerk placing an order or I'm issuing inventory out, that I understand what I'm doing is impacting the accounting records, and it's impacting reorder quantities, or it's impacting how much we're going to pay a vendor, or it's going to impact the cost that goes into a major weapon system, that across the department, that those people who are doing the work of the department, that they are trained better, that they don't have to be CPAs.
Another issue that you talked about when you testified before the House, and frankly an issue that the current leadership talks about, is the need for sustained leadership commitment, so that this is not just an issue that's left up to the financial management community in DOD. Have you noticed a change there, or is DOD moving in the right direction on that front?
I think that there has been improvement. I think the Deputy Chief Management Officer and the CFO have come together, and they're leading some committees that are making a difference. It is still seen, though, too much as being a CFO responsibility, and really it is the business leaders' responsibility to fix their processes and their systems. So there has to be, I believe, more involvement by the secretary and the deputy secretary to make this happen. We all respond to our boss, not as much to our peers.
You have a secretary right now, obviously, he came in on almost day one and said, hey, guys, this is important. We're going to get it done. But you're not always going to have a Secretary of Defense who's a former Budget Committee Chairman and a former OMB Director.
Right. You make a good point, which is why I think it's critical for him to get involved in a very aggressive way right now. Because if he gets a lot of things done, the way the department works, if you can change some of the culture and some of the processes and get things embedded, then the chance of them surviving from administration to the administration is greater.
You said you're skeptical about the 2014 Statement of Budgetary Resources deadline. How do you feel about the overall goal of 2017? Doable?
I think that if top leadership became actively involved and they really drove this and they brought in enough resources to help the military departments and defense agencies lay out defined plans and manage this aggressively, I think the 2017 is very doable, and maybe even something shorter of that, but 2017, I think, for sure. This is a tough area right now, but I think it is one that once they achieve it, it's going to reap so many rewards and better information for them as they start looking at how to manage their resources and going forward, that I think they'll all start to see the value of having done this.